Hello. Oh. Welcome to episode 26 of Come Get Your Podcast featuring DJ Jazzy Jeff. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're recording this a little bit in advance because when we'd normally be recording, there's a little bit of an event happening, and I think we'd get yelled at by several people.
It's the Kentucky Derby.
The Kentucky Derby 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I still think we could have done it earlier in the morning next Saturday. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm not totally opposed to that idea, but I'm also, I will be in a wedding the night before that.
Mm-hmm. On a Friday?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm doing back-to-back.
Yeah, yeah, somehow Adam's busier than me that weekend, and I'm getting married.
Yeah, so my schedule starting next Friday is one wedding. Saturday is our boy here, Dustin's wedding.
Our baby boy, growing up, becoming a man.
And then the week after Dustin's wedding, I'm in a third wedding in northern Minnesota. So
that's too many.
All over the place.
That's way too many.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be dead, so this is probably my official last podcast.
That's why we're bringing Jeff in.
Yeah, he's taking over.
RIP.
Yeah,
see, it's tying it all together.
He's your young ward.
Even though he's older than me.
Is he?
This podcast is going to turn into a Fast and Furious fan club podcast now. So just so you guys are aware.
Thank you for completely fucking up my legacy. I'll look forward to hearing it from heaven. Just kidding. Heaven's not real.
Oh. Triggered.
Damn.
Well, it's going to be a different style podcast this time around because it's a big event happening. We're going to do a big event podcast. Big boys, big events.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you listeners will maybe not know Jeff by name, but allegedly Jeff, you might recognize.
They'll know my handle, that's for sure.
Our serial tweet corner tweeter is on air, live, with us.
Long time listener, questions. First time caller. Yeah,
you guys have made a huge mistake.
Now, it's weird that we have you on to record when you're just going to tweet us questions and we're just going to answer them
yeah.
That way, right?
Exactly, I'm going to be sitting here in silence.
We just hear a
chuckle
every once in
a while, small chuckles to himself.
A loud sigh or something.
good.
We're part of some psychology project right now.
I know what gigantic mistake we've made in doing this, but I'm looking forward to going down with the ship. So,
I figure if I can conquer this, my wedding will be a piece of cake. So
it'll be nothing.
We're finally explaining things to a caveman, and Jeff is that caveman.
You're a proverbial caveman.
What sucks now is, though, if he doesn't like our answer, he can just tell us right away, and we don't have to read it in a tweet.
Yeah, that's true.
Guys,
try to come up with questions that'll like get you guys off topic, or like argue, and then you'll just all agree within like 30 seconds and move on. But then I'll tweet about, like, you know, what Muppet should be on what dollar bill, and then you'll argue about that for a good 30 minutes. So,
hey man, that was a good topic.
Yeah, it was. Taco Bell sucks.
I like me some Muppets, okay?
Yeah.
Dude, the Taco Bell thing, man.
That's
your chance. What do you got to say about it?
It's still an issue.
I mean, you guys underrated it for sure. I don't know if I'd have it on the top five list, but like later on you guys were saying, like, wouldn't even be in your top 10. I think that's just egregious. It's a solid choice.
It's still,
I think, it should have been in the conversation.
It's still a point of contention with a lot of people. Some of the people are friends from Texas, who it's a major point of contention with them. Two of them are in my household right now. I might go yell at them. I don't know.
They're just not.
I feel like it's maybe a bit of a nostalgia thing, because we used to go to Taco Bell like every night in college, get that dollar menu. But it's all, I mean, they've changed it. It's not as good anymore.
I used to be able to get two chicken quesadillas for $5. Can't do that no more.
Get one for like $4.
Steak
now.
And chicken. blow out the wallet.
But I think what we already brought it up in a previous episode. I think it was just the fact that you asked what's our top five for the podcast. It wasn't our individual.
That's true.
So it was more of a we had to agree on a top five.
Collaborative.
Official rankings. Although you did get number one correct, which was Portillo's. Mm-hmm. So congratulations. I'll allow the Taco Bell oversight. Since you got the top, I would say the top five. I think your top five was solid.
Yeah.
Anytime I go to Portillo's now, I'm sending Jeff a Snapchat.
Oh, you should.
I'm at Portillo's.
I'm not going to lie. I had Portillo's last night.
Let's say I get pictures and Snapchats of Portillo's from Jeff all the time.
Yeah. You're opening up Pandora's box, and I don't think you can handle it.
I think I can handle it. Although, and more.
Now in our area, there's a food delivery service that will deliver Portillo's to you.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
They will. Wow.
Yep.
And not just like Portillo's, other things.
It's called DoorDash.
Yeah, it's over.
They gave me Johnny Pam cakes on Friday for breakfast.
Is that like a local Rockford thing?
I've
never even heard of it.
I'm not sure.
I think it's... They have it in Texas. I know that. In Austin. I don't know why it would be here versus like around Chicago, but...
Yeah, man. It's...
You know, I'm not the one making these kinds of decisions, thankfully.
No, we just benefit from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we love it.
Your leechers.
Anywho. There are some surprises in store for us. And I'm not going to lie, I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't overhype the surprises, but...
Oh, damn it.
You know what? We're going to go. We're going to roll with it. Are you guys ready?
I'm fucking ready. I was born
ready. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
We're going to find out.
I thought you were going to talk about a surprise you had.
No, that's coming up. That's a different surprise.
Oh, my God. So
we're going to get to that surprise in due time.
Oh. Prepare yourself. All right, I'm buckled in.
I'm in. I'm ready.
Christopher.
Tweet episode. This is just questions about questions.
Welcome, everyone, to the inaugural episode of what henceforth will be known as hashtag the questioning, wherein I have prepared dozens of mind-melting, thought-provoking questions for these panelists to answer. So mind-melting that they're probably going to need to take like a short nap afterwards. Maybe like 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
But the questioning doesn't stop there. I'd like our listeners to participate. I have procured, or will be procuring, a copy of the video game Detroit Become Human. And if you tweet at CGY Podcast with a hashtag Tweet Corner, then you're going to enter for a chance to win that. And I would recommend doing that because I'm the only one who's been, you know, tweeting Tweet Corner. So you've got a pretty good chance.
And we love you for it so much.
When's the time frame? What's the time frame?
I don't know. What do you guys think? Because, like, you know, we maybe want to give them a little bit of time to, you know, gather up some questions, but...
I mean...
Maybe till the next episode or the episode after?
Saying,
I don't know.
Probably next episode. That's 2 whole weeks. Like, so, I mean, you know, that should be plenty of time.
Time to get the word out.
Sure.
If you're, like, an Xbox guy or gal, then we can do something. I think Detroit Become Human's a PS4 game, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, it's only PS4.
Find a different... You've been playing that game, right, Chris?
Yeah, it was fun. I like it.
Yeah, Chris already beat it.
I beat it already.
Chris already
it's on his second playthrough.
Oh my God.
I had Friday off, and I just, you know, when it comes to video games, I go ham. Like, I beat, if I play a game the first time, I'm going to beat it.
Well, especially story-driven games, too. So, it doesn't feel like you're playing a video game, you're like watching a movie, so...
And it helped that Minka Kelly's character, like, she portrays a character in the game, and she's hot. All right.
She's boing.
I said it.
I wish I had the dedication that you do. Like, I'm still, like, 20% into God of War, but I just keep going back to PUBG for, like, 20 minutes at a time. I was looking at my playtime with PUBG, and I've hit 200 hours. I can't figure out how all that has happened, because I only play for, like, you know, one game at a time. And yet I've got God of War over here, just sitting... Need to be beat.
Hey, man. I've still only played 2 hours of God of War.
Okay, we're in the same boat. No spoilers.
Yeah.
It's still 2 more hours than me, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great game. Anyways. I just want you guys to know before I actually get going that I prepared more for this than I did for my comprehensive exams to finish grad school. So you know where my priorities are in life.
Why we appreciate you so much.
You're the best.
Question number one.
Oh, I'm excited.
Which Disney princess would you choose to fight with you in a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, my God. Elza.
We started off with a banger.
Elza, you just freeze them all.
Damn, that's a good answer.
That is a good answer. I'm gonna
Mulan, hello?
Pocahontas. We can survive in the wilderness with Pocahontas.
Oh, so you're just going to try to outlast them.
Yeah, of course. This is a marathon, not a sprint. And I don't want to freeze to death with Elsa.
If I choose Mulan, do I get Mushu?
I'll allow it.
Okay, there we go. I get a dragon.
And also, me and Elsa are not freezing to death, if you get my drift.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Because I'm going to be warm. I'm going to blanket,
what you
fire.
Said, what you should have said was, if you get my snowdrift.
Oh, my God.
We're less than 15 minutes into this, and it's already come to fucking Disney princesses in a zombie apocalypse. And amazing puns. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that I would go with Belle, because she would see the zombies for who they really are. And thus break the curse and turn them all back into humans.
Damn.
But is there a rose?
Damn.
I mean, there's a rose for every zombie. I think just like when someone gets turned, like a rose sprouts.
When they get turned?
They get turned. I was also thinking like maybe I would go with Princess Leia, although that's kind of cheating. She didn't exist.
No.
Until Disney.
It still counts. Disney princess.
But that would create a reality in which there's a zombie Darth Vader.
Or hold on a second. I mean, can we just go like Scarlet Witch then? You know?
Is she a princess?
I mean, in our eyes.
I don't think Pocahontas is not a princess.
That's true. That's true. Good point.
And Marvel's part of Disney.
Yeah, I feel like I would have to allow it.
You're right.
But you're creating a world in which there's a zombie Thanos.
Yeah.
So like if either Vader or Thanos were to turn you, would you be like a force enabled zombie?
Turn.
That's gotta be a fan fiction somewhere, right?
Rule 34.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
Well, probably, but
what if I started by picking Pocahontas? I think I've opened up the floodgates.
I just want Mulan because she's as good as any man.
That's true.
She has a dragon, so.
Dragon.
Yeah, but like, look at Game of Thrones. There's that dragon got turned to a zombie, and now everyone's fucked.
Mm-hmm. You run the risk of that, yes, but I feel like Eddie Murphy dragon zombie is something I want to see.
Also, spoilers for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, seriously. I'm just gonna throw this out there now. We're gonna be good about most things, but if it's over 3 years old, I think, or 2 years old, even, you're fine.
Or if we accidentally spoil something and Chris doesn't edit it out, we apologize right now.
Just I'm gonna edit that out. Not the apology, but not the spoilers.
That's the power of editing.
No.
I mean, tried. I feel like if I saw a zombie Darth Vader in front of me, I would let it turn to me.
You'd let it go?
You know, if that's the way that you get force powers.
I mean, I'll take the force powers.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'll get over it.
But you'd also need to, you know, eat brains to stay alive.
It's a large galaxy. Undead. It's a large, large galaxy.
A lot of brains.
A lot of brains in that galaxy.
Question number two. We're going to settle this once and for all, right here, right now.
Oh, shit.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, God.
No, it's not a sandwich.
It's not.
I knew I was friends with you guys for a reason.
Yeah. Who thinks it's a sandwich?
I thought this was going to start a huge argument.
But there are people in the world that think a hot dog is a sandwich because there's, you know, a bun, like bread, and then meat in between it with condiments.
A sandwich is two separate things of bread. A hot dog bun is one entity of bread.
Follow-up question. Is a burger a sandwich?
Yeah.
I don't agree
with that.
By pure definition, yes. Although there are some hamburger buns that are one, you know, hinged, basically.
I'm going to say no, a burger is a burger.
See, I went to McDonald's the other day, as one does, and I ordered a number one, obviously Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't eaten lunch that day, so I was, you know, feeling a little bit extra hungry. Mm-hmm. So I also got a DB Chibi for the layman's. That's a double cheeseburger. And the cashier was like, okay, we got two sandwiches, fries, and a Coke. I'm like, what? Two sandwiches? And that totally threw me off. Like,
because when you say sandwich, I think of like a club sandwich.
Yeah, like if I wanted a sandwich, I'd go to like Subway or Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
I think of deli meats.
Yeah. It's weird.
But then it doesn't even have to be meat, because, I mean, it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
However, to go back to Chris's explanation, a Subway sandwich is one piece of bread.
That's true. You gotcha.
It depends.
This is a time paradox.
Sometimes my Subway sandwiches are the breads ripped open. You know.
That's because it's just a shitty sandwich expert.
That's because your sandwich artist is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Sandwich artist.
That's what they're called.
I know.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Wow.
Clearly doesn't care about the craft.
But I'll take back my answer, actually, because I think I'm going to go along with Clark's point, is that it's deli meat, mm-hmm. and usually it's not cooked meat.
Well,
I'm not eating a hamburger raw.
Yeah, but you can toast the sandwiches.
It can't.
But it's not
cooked meat. Can you cook bread? I guess. But
toast it.
Toast that sucker.
Clark, have you ever heard of a thing called toast? Because if not, I'm about to blow your mind.
Sit down
for a second. Yeah.
Have a seat. I need to show you something.
The other day, I made toast in my toaster oven.
Oh, yeah.
And I put peanut butter and honey in there.
Ooh.
And someone's like, oh, what are you eating? I was like, peanut butter, honey, toast. Like, and they're like, that's not toast. That's a sandwich.
What?
What?
No?
Right?
Wait, that person's wrong.
Is toast not toast?
Toast is toast.
Miranda, this is for you. You're wrong.
Yeah, sorry. That's toast.
Miranda tweeted us. I need to know your reasoning behind this, because toast is toast.
And include the hashtag Tweet Corner, and you could win Detroit Become Human.
But I mean, but you can have like a panini, and that's a hot sandwich. But like,
yeah,
I think we're still thinking.
It's pronounced panini.
Thank you. We're still thinking deli meat, sliced meat. I don't know.
Yep, I'm going with my original answer. A hamburger is a sandwich.
I disagree, but it's like my own head that I can't
technically
explain
technically you're right, but yes. There's something about it that it doesn't jive with me.
A burger's a burger.
Like, don't at me.
It's its own character. Yeah.
Where does it stop? I mean, is a pizza roll a sandwich?
Oh, no.
No, that's a calzone.
Hey man, that's true. That's a calzone sandwich. So you got bread, and you got meat, potentially deli meat with like pepperoni, and, you know.
So we have a calzone. And we have calzone bites.
All right, here we go. Am I using it? Am I making it with sliced bread?
Yes. Or no?
Yeah. I don't know. Are you talking about a calzone?
Is that your 30 point
sandwich?
I think he's trying. Yeah.
If I don't make it with sliced bread, then I'm not eating it. It's not a sandwich, I mean.
Yeah, but they don't
slice. I'm also not eating it.
They don't slice the bread at Subway.
Yeah, it's like
Hoagie. I don't eat it at Subway.
It's still a Subway sandwich.
I don't eat it at Subway. And it's a sub.
It's a hero.
All right. We're going. Jeff, you wanted to divide us. Here it is.
I'll tear you apart from the inside.
It only took two questions.
This is Civil War right here.
It only took two and a half questions.
This is the hill that I'm going to die on. I'm sorry. Burger's not a sandwich.
I agree with you. Jeff, we're on the same hill.
Nah, burger's a sandwich.
At least we all agree that, for sure, 100% a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Oh, that's, not even close. It's a hot dog.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Time for a segment of the game, Would You Rather. Hit him up with the theme song, Chris.
Would you rather?
Thank you, Chris.
I loved it. That was great.
I like it.
The theme song that everyone knows.
That just comes off
the tip of your tongue.
I think that was isolated. That is isolated enough. We can use that. That's my new ringtone.
I think you're right.
Would you rather live in a haunted house where there is a ghost that tries to give you purple nurples, or have to say, oh no, not again, whenever you have to go to the bathroom?
Oh no, not again. Every time.
I mean, the ghost is like, it's mostly friendly. I mean, all it's trying to do is just give you a little purple purple.
Wait, can the ghost physically touch items? Like
no, my it can nipples. Only touch your nipple.
my nipples.
Yeah, no, I'm going with the, oh no, not again.
I mean, it's gonna, like, that might potentially ruin, like, your life, Chris. Like, you're at an important business meeting in the middle of a presentation, and you gotta go, man. Oh no, not again.
Is it just when I feel like I have to go, or when I'm actually going to the bathroom?
For the purposes of this, we'll say it's when you get the feeling.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, that changes things.
Changes it so much.
You don't have to repeat, you just say it the one time.
To be honest, I generally say, oh no, not again, every time before I have to go to the bathroom. Anyway.
You can just say it however you want, or is there like a look of horror on your face?
However you want.
Okay.
Do we have to say it in English? Can I say it in a different language?
No, it's gotta be English.
How loud do I have to say it?
Yeah, can I whisper?
In the same volume that we're using right now.
Although, at least, if you think about it, it might be a little creepy if you're just like, everybody gets quiet and you just go, oh no, not again.
Get up and leave.
Excuse me? Although,
let's return some videotapes.
What's to prevent you from saying, oh no, not again, if people are over at your house visiting and you get a purple nurple from this ghost?
Yeah. And then I have also,
something to prevent you. That just might be your natural reaction to getting a purple nurple.
Is the ghost just haunted in that one mansion?
Who says it has to be a
no,
mansion?
No, it's in your house.
Daddy
Then I move.
No, I mean, like, yeah, this ghost is haunting you. It's just in your house. Like, that's where the only place you're going to get a purple nurple is in your house. But if you move to another house... Oh, you kill yourself. Okay.
Whoa.
I'm taking the ghost.
No.
Depending when he does it, it could be good timing. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, yes. I feel like I would take the ghost, too, because it's just like, all right, whatever. He got me again today.
Oh, you rascal.
Thanks, Charles the ghost.
Yeah, can you interact with this ghost outside of the purple nurple? Like, is it an understanding that you're just like, well, this is going to happen?
Yeah, you can.
Hmm.
Can the ghost be any figure we want? Like, Charles. In history? Or
I mean, it's going to be Patrick Swayze, and we all know
it. Yeah, it's absolutely 100% Patrick Swayze.
And his hand, like, you're just sitting there, and then all of a sudden you feel his hands wrap around you.
Mm-hmm.
And then just twist them, motherfuckers.
Oh no, not again.
I mean, he's a ghost, so you can't really block him. Like, I'm still going he's going to get you.
I'm still going with the oh no, not again, just because I'm a jokey person by nature, so people won't take me seriously when
I
say it.
Yeah,
I can say oh no, not again, super dejectedly, and then just like Charlie Brown walk away.
I think I'm going to agree with Chris, because I think I might legitimately just start saying oh no, not again every time I have to go to the bathroom, just because I think it's funny.
Yeah, but if you're in like an important situation, like, you know, at your wedding, at the altar, and you feel like,
oh no,
you know, you got a little something brewing, you're gonna have to say it in the middle of your vows.
To seal this vow, you have to say I do. Oh no, not again.
Oh no, not again. Cut take to the camera that's not in the
Jim from the office face at a non-existing camera.
Oh no, not again.
Well,
I don't want to feel pain. I'm not doing this ghost.
I mean, it's not like he's not like wrenching hard. I mean, he's just giving you a little tweak. You know, just a little
tweak.
You're
about to fall asleep, and then boom.
Those are my nipples, not his.
That's true. All right. Well, everybody has their own personal space.
Hashtag free the nipple.
Give me the ghost, though. I'm not. I'll probably like lose my job if I'm just constantly like, oh no, not again. People are gonna.
How often do you have to go to the bathroom? You need to go to a doctor.
That's true.
It's called staying regular.
It's probably not that often. The next would you rather. Would you rather.
Double.
So there, I had a would you rather several episodes ago where you could choose between ducks following you or riding a horse.
We remember.
So I'm going to do it. I've got a little one-off of that one. Would you rather have a small chimp that always follows you around and will do your bidding, or have to ride a horse from 5 to 6 p.m. every day and you're invisible whilst on the horse?
Chimp.
So you're asking if I want to ride a horse like
invisibly
Wonder Woman.
Ride a horse.
Is the horse invisible or just me?
Both. You and the horse.
And then, so between Wonder Woman horse or a chimp familiar.
Shit.
I mean, the chimp will do your bidding, but like, I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's a monkey. So
it's
like,
still a chimpanzee. You're gonna
you can say, hey, go get me a Coke out of the fridge, and it can do that. But if you're like, hey, go make me some sushi, it's gonna make some terrible sushi. It's a chimp. But it'll try.
So like with the horse, is it once 5 o'clock hits, you're just on a horse automatically, no matter where you're at?
At 5 o'clock, a horse shows up. And you are absolutely compelled to ride it. Have the urge to ride it. There's nothing you can do about that.
It's Kool-Aid Manning, so there's a horse-shaped hole in the wall or ceiling.
There's no escaping the horse. It'll be there, and you have to ride it. And the same with a chimp. Like, you can't just like trap the chimp in a room. If you try to trap it in a room, you just turn around. It's going to be right behind you. It's going to be mad because you tried to trap it in the room.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna go with the chimp familiar because I can command it like, hey, hang out in here all day.
Yep.
And then he'll find me.
That's a good
poking holes.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna disallow that. Nope, you can't do that one.
Damn it. Okay, I'm still taking the chimp.
Yeah, still taking the chimp.
The thing about these is like either one of these is gonna ruin your life. Like, you're either gonna always have a chimp around you and your coworkers are gonna be really annoyed, or it's 5 o'clock. Yeah, and like, then you just have to ride this horse and do nothing else.
I'm getting a medical note then for my job. Like, 5 o'clock, guys, I gotta for an hour.
Yeah, what if I'm in the car, like, in a road trip, traveling somewhere, in an airplane, and a fucking horse just shows up?
Yeah, that's gonna be a weird situation. You're gonna have to explain that.
It's gonna be hard.
The security.
I don't think
why you're on a horse. Well, I guess you're gonna go invisible, right? Once you get on the horse.
Sure, but man, that's a whole. You can't fit a full size horse on an airplane.
You're going to really freak people out, too, because once you get on it, they're going to be like, where the fuck did that guy go?
You disappear. Yeah, you disappear for an entire hour, and then you just show back up like, hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
But then also, security's not going to let you get on a fucking airplane with a chimpanzee.
It's my therapy chimp. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, that's true. No, you can definitely pull the therapy chimp.
I feel like the horse would just cause too many issues, and I think you could get around the chimpanzee eventually.
Probably could.
Yeah.
But like the chimp, I mean, it's a monkey, so it's gonna be throwing poop around your house.
You can make him wear a diaper, and you can give him a little tuxedo. Why? I don't know. Because he's classy.
Yeah, but Jeff, with the horse, you're gonna have giant invisible horse shit piles in and around you that you just can't see.
At 5 o'clock, from 6 to 6 o'clock, you're gonna have those big old piles of horse duke.
And you just don't know where they are until you step in them.
Chimp. All day.
Yeah, I think chimp familiar.
Give me my monkey.
You're all three with a chimp, huh? I think I'd probably agree with you. I mean, because you could you could get it to do some pretty simple things that would just, you know,
now
get to mow your lawn.
If you changed it to where I could call the horse to me at any time, it's not 5 to 6 forced. Then we're talking.
I have to do an hour a day on the horse.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then at 5 to 6.
But if I could choose the hour.
Choose the hour? You go with the horse?
Yeah.
But it has to be an hour a day.
Yeah, it's got to be an hour. I mean, you might get a little bit of exercise riding the horse.
The would you rather is 5 or 6. It's 5 to 6.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
I know, based on that, that's why I'm saying it's the chimp.
Yep,
it's true.
Chimpanzee.
All right, moving on. Question. What question is this? 4?
Yep.
5.
What? If you're not cutting the Would You Rather,
we're not cutting the Would You Rather just because my Google Doc is ordered.
Then it's question 3.
Differently. Mm-hmm. What do dogs think cars are? Now follow me. I'm pulling out of my apartment to go to work the other day, and this lady's walking her little puppy, and it sees going down, like there's a ramp that connects to our parking garage to the road, and I'm going down and I don't see this puppy, and then I almost hit the thing, and it's like it's totally freaked out, it's like cowering behind the lady who's walking it, and I'm just thinking like, what does that dog think I am? Does it think that I'm like some giant beast?
It doesn't see you.
Right, yeah, exactly. So like, what does it thinking that a car is? And then like, if it sees like people getting into a car, it's like, oh god, this beast just this big check. He's just ate that person.
My dog loves my car and wants to get in it constantly.
Yeah. Same with mine. I think, at least I'm assuming with Adam, my two dogs look at our vehicles as the vessel in which they get to go on trips and rides. And they love it.
So you think they're smart enough, just they figure it out?
I think they recognize the owner's car.
Sure.
You know, as being gentle, but they, if it's like your car, or if it's not your dog, somebody else's dog, they see your vehicle, they don't know what it is, and you just try to hit it. I think it's probably really upset.
Yeah, I think they look at cars in general as just another living species that they can't communicate with.
Yeah. Oh, this moving thing.
I think this dog is like, this dipshit in the Taurus almost hit me. Learn to drive, asshole.
Yeah, get the new Fusion. It looks great. Yeah, what if they're just like very, very intelligent when it comes to automobiles?
Where are my testicles, Summer?
Question.
I think,
number five.
He just cut you off.
That's all right.
Hey, he's running the show.
We've covered everything we need to cover with it.
I love it.
Question number five. If you won the lottery, or we'll say $500 million after tax, what would you do with the money?
Pay off all my current debt.
Keep working and not just knowing I don't have to worry about a goddamn thing ever again.
Wait, what? Yeah. How much amount of money?
$500 million.
After taxes.
After taxes.
Definitely pay off all my current debt. Quit
my
current
job. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of leftover money after that.
Yeah,
like, quit my current job. What are you going to do with that money?
For sure. Quit my current job. Just pay for healthcare out of pocket, because who gives a shit at that point? And probably just open up my own business, doing whatever the hell I want to.
Ooh, what business? Podcast? Is it just podcasting full-time?
Yeah, I would just podcast full-time. I'd play video games full-time, maybe get my Twitch career in order.
Pay my way into internet celebrity fame.
Yeah. Just buy a bunch of Twitter followers.
That is not quit your job money, first of all.
$500 million is not quit your job
money. $500 million?
I thought you said, I thought it was $500,000. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, it's $500 million after taxes.
$500 million is fuck you money.
Yeah.
$500 million is definitely fuck you money.
I would probably quit my job.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Without a doubt.
I'm going to keep my job, just never work overtime ever again. Until they fire me, I guess.
I'd learn how to program and just do my own shit.
I don't know.
I'll go get a part-time job at Best Buy, just for the discount.
Just for the discount.
Just for the discount. Chris, I don't think you're understanding.
Hours over
$500 million.
You know what?
How much that is?
You can buy at least 6 Best Buys with that amount of money.
It doesn't matter. Still saving money
and get a discount.
Either way, Chris just had the best answer for sure. Getting the discount. Yeah. That's like 40% off.
Yeah, just for the discount.
They got rid of their gamer club thingy, so now we got to get a discount somehow.
Damn. What would you do, Jeff?
Well,
I don't know. I would, you know, probably. Well, I quit my job for sure.
Question number six.
Question number six. What is something, maybe a movie or a game, anything, that is universally liked that you hate?
Okay.
Step Brothers.
What?
I don't like the movie. I think it's overrated. Chris.
I'm going to need to leave.
I think it's overrated. I do.
That movie is so good.
Oh, okay, fine. Here, you ready? Ready Player One.
Oh, so, shit.
The book or the movie?
Book.
I like the book, too. I like the book. Bon Jovi. Motherfucking Bon Jovi.
Don't like Bon Jovi, dude.
Not at all.
What is wrong with you?
Hey, dude, it came down to a simple just dislike for his music. And then, unfortunately, I told my friends this. And then anytime we go to a bar or anywhere, they play it on the jukebox and yell it at me. And it is just transformed into a seething hatred of him. So I just...
can confirm this happened twice at least on Friday.
Oh, yep. God. Yep. I know. I know what the song sound like from the silence before it plays. Yep.
Shot through the heart. You're too
good. As I just leave the podcast right now. Just walk out, my headphones just hit. I'm out.
My personal is a couple games, Fallout, the Fallout series. Just don't like them. Just, I can't. I've tried to play them. They just feel like unpolished and buggy, and I don't have time for that.
I felt that way with Fallout 4. I don't know why, I just couldn't get into it.
Zombies for me, video game wise.
Call of Duty Zombies.
That makes me very sad to hear, Chris.
Sorry.
Because we're going to be playing the hell out of that.
But it also could be the fact that anytime I've gone to play it, it's always been too late, and everyone has basically done it all.
Yeah, you got to get in like right away before like everyone's looked up the Easter eggs.
Yeah. If we could go back right now, Jeff, and do the zombies with the bows, I would do it right now.
That is such a good zombies map.
As soon as we finish recording, I would pop it in and just play that. So,
follow-up, what your universally liked movie or game have you never watched or played? I'll start. I have never seen The Godfather.
Damn.
Ditto, actually.
Whoa.
Okay.
And that's usually the reaction I get.
Yeah, I've never seen The Godfather either.
It's on Netflix. It's like it's on my queue, just staring me in the face every day.
Just watch the first two whenever you feel like it.
It's like a 3-hour movie.
Or you can watch the HBO cut that's 8 hours long and it's all chronological.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
Which is also worth it, by the way. What have I never seen or played? I mean, God of War is kind of too new.
Yeah, it's pretty new.
It's still reasonable.
I can tell you Dustin's answer.
Let's hear it.
He's never played Ocarina of Time.
What? I've never played Ocarina of Time. I've played the first Zelda game, and I've never played a single one after.
I feel like I'm losing a little bit of respect. Did you have N64?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you didn't have the console, then I can understand.
I was a Nintendo, Sega, PlayStation 1 kid. That's the track. Chris and I had very similar ones, but like he has at least played it. I've been told that people can get it to me so I can play it, but I'm still waiting on that. I just haven't never played it.
It's definitely worth the play. It's a great game, even now.
And you're going to be waiting even longer now because you said that.
I mean, there you go.
So, movie I'll stick with Godfather, but video game, Shadow of the Colossus, still never played it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I know it's a remastered on PS4, but...
I've never played that either.
I mean, I feel like that one's more of like a cult classic. I don't know if it was ever super popular, was it?
Not really. The first time they redid it, it was more popular by a lot than when it originally came out, but... I mean, it's low-key a lot of people's favorite games.
I think for me, video game-wise, other than Ocarina of Time, obviously would be... I mean, technically, I played like 30 minutes of it, but Fortnite.
I just tried playing that the first time yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it.
Really?
No, I don't know. I played it for like 20 minutes. I can't remember anything yet.
It's very different.
Adam keeps telling me it's very different. I should give it another shot. Because when we first tried it, it really was not that great. But
I did manage to kill a guy like within a couple minutes of dropping in. So I was like, okay, this game, you know, easy baby game. And then some dude just appeared out of nowhere and built like some ramp over me and just shot me.
It was Ninja?
It was probably Ninja.
Playing with Drake. Yeah.
Would you rather? Wait, did you answer, Clark?
Technically, yes. No.
Fire away.
Shadow of Mordor.
Was that the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you've played it. You just haven't beaten it yet.
I've played the first 2 hours, maybe, like, and I just stopped.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, same here.
So good.
It's
so
like
good.
Basically like Batman, like the Arkham series, but in Lord of the Rings, and I was like, I've played this.
Oh, that's an actual one. I've never played Arkham Asylum.
I have
really?
Either.
There you go.
I haven't right. either.
Like just that game, or like any of the Arkham stuff?
Just that game. I played City and I played Knight. Like, okay. Just never played Arkham Asylum.
What's the first one of that series?
Arkham Asylum.
That's the only one I've played.
I mean, if you play any one of them, then you've played, I think, all of them. They're basically sure.
You gotta, yeah.
Just you're missing some story pieces.
Yeah, I've heard they expanded it quite a bit late on, but yeah.
Would you rather know when you will die or how you will die?
Oh God.
Oh my God.
How? I'm going how.
Yeah.
Why?
How?
Because I can more actively avoid those situations. But also, I mean, I don't know actually.
Yeah, but you can't change.
I'm going
it.
When. I'm going when.
No, I'm going how, because like you don't always have you don't know when it's happening. It's you know how, but you don't always worrying or wondering, or you know, oh, it's almost here. It's almost here. You know.
Yeah, I'd spend too much time. If I knew when, it'd be like, well, how's it gonna happen? And then I'd be paranoid about everything. So I'm going how, because then at least I'll know that.
It's
almost like knowing when.
I mean, I'm going to go when, because whatever date that is, do you just know the date or do you know the time?
You can go all the way down to the second.
Okay. So you know exactly when and what time down to the second.
Mm-hmm.
You just stay in your house. Regardless of what happens, that's what happens. If you know how, but not when, every single day you're going to be looking out for this one specific scenario to happen every single day. If I know when, I don't have to worry about it until a specific date and time.
See, that's my logic too, is you just, if as long as you know when, then you just, you can, yep. You know, you can actually use that to your advantage and start doing stuff that, like, if you know you've only got, you know, 10 days to live, you can, like, you know, burn through all your savings and have mm-hmm. a good time.
Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, you're going to die in a car crash. It's like, well,
and leave nothing
if I, yeah. It's like, I know how I die, so I just never going to get into a car. Or I know when, and just see what happens when that time comes.
Well, on that note.
Would you rather?
This episode is sponsored by Would You Rather? sponsored by Slumberyard Handcrafted. Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. Visit their website at slumberyardhandcrafted.com. You can see a calendar of their upcoming events, which it's busy season right now for them, so they are out and about everywhere, every single weekend. And I don't know if we'll see Josh until winter. but yes, you can also go to their website and schedule a free design session if you have something in mind. I think, Jeff, do you have anything that Josh has built?
I have asked for some cup holders several times, and he has not replied to me. I also recently asked for a wooden katana, and to no response.
I remember that. I do remember that.
But well, no, not yet. I've got some ideas, but I haven't.
This is, I'll remind you, this is the perfect time. If you go to slumberyardhandcrafted.com, you can schedule a free design session with them, and you can talk about that katana.
So, Josh.
You might legally have to do it.
Can you please set, like an appointment no, to don't sit you, down?
No, don't you. No one else, though.
Yeah, and just have them design out a katana for you.
Thank you, Josh and Julie at Slumberyard, for sponsoring our lovely podcast.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Would you rather?
The katana.
We're back in.
Would you rather have a cup holder or a katana?
Katana all day.
Would you rather sing every word you speak or always speak in rhymes?
Oh my God, singing.
Wait,
for sure.
One more time? One more time?
Would you rather sing every word you speak or always speak in rhymes?
I would do singing.
I'm going to go rhyming.
Oh, I would do rhyming too.
Because at least...
I feel...
Go ahead.
I'd say, depending on, you know, like where I'm at already, I kind of sing when I talk. like at work and with my family and stuff. So it's really not that much of a stretch for me to do it everywhere.
People call me the songbird of my generation.
Tweet.
I feel like I would pick based off of like what would be the least annoying to everyone else.
I mean, rhyming everything you say would be really fucking annoying.
It would be really fucking annoying, but at the same time, if I'm singing constantly, my voice will get fucked.
Oh, fuck. God damn it, I don't know. I want to say singing, but I am not a good singer, so...
And here's the thing, if I just without even thinking about it, will rhyme every time I speak, and then I start singing, you can make a career off that.
Oh, shit.
Good.
As a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just that quirky solo artist who speaks in rhymes.
I think you just convinced me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with that right there.
That drives album sales.
Yeah, I was on the fence, and I think you just pushed me to the rhyming side.
Chris, you're sticking with singing.
I like singing because I just mm-hmm. I enjoy singing myself. I'm bad at it. I'm terrible at it.
What if you were forced to do it at all times though?
I still feel like it wouldn't be that bad.
It'd be better than trying to rhyme everything
you
say.
You could also become the best slam poet of all time.
All right, Chris. For the rest of this podcast, you have to sing.
No, fuck.
Oh, God.
You got it. I will sing all my words.
The chimpanzee will be on its way, by the way, too.
I cannot wait to see it. Let's continue to the next question.
Question number 7. You discover a time machine that will bring you back to your 14-year-old self. What do you say to your younger self?
So I would say, child! Stop! Child of you, stop! Don't be a dumbass! No, I would honestly tell myself, man, dude, try harder in school, you idiot.
Mm-hmm. For sure, I'm with you on that one. Man, I would just be investing in fucking Apple and YouTube.
Yo, here's some stocks.
And, yeah.
I'd say... Google. Put all your money on the 2016 Cubs.
Oh my God, you're right.
Well, Dustin, if you're gonna do stocks, I mean, that when you were 14, I don't think computers were invented yet, so IBM would be a good one.
I fucking hate you.
Buy IBM, sell Abacus.
I wanted you to do your war bonds voice.
No. Talking about Clark? Yeah, he's like...
Yeah.
No.
Was that War Bonds?
Well, no, you got to. What is a War Bonds voice?
You don't... It's like the old-timey, like...
Oh, yeah.
Now he's on the spot. Now he's on the spot.
Yep, do it.
Son of a bitch.
It's got to be organic. He's just got to break into it organically.
Really it's true.
Question number 8.
Number 8!
For our boys overseas in Germany. Give it to him, Hitler.
Okay, I got it. Say no more.
Yep.
Question number 8. You have each broken a world record doing something. What is it?
Like, I haven't officially, like, measured or anything, but probably longest poop.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about time length. I'm talking about physical length of the poop.
Oh my God.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
I don't need to answer anymore. I'm broken.
Fucking crying over here.
I'm fucking broken.
Oh shit.
I got nothing now.
Question number 9.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
All right, question compose. Question number 9.
Poop's funny.
What purchase have you made that you regret most in your life?
A Wii U.
Ooh. Shots fired.
No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
I would add Sea of Thieves to that list recently.
That's a more recent one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have more hope for Sea of Thieves because they're actively trying to make the game better and they're not lying to anybody. We just got overzealous with our purchasing of it because we had fun. But like No Man's Sky just
full multiplayer now.
Yeah, how was that? Didn't that game come out 3 years ago?
What? Sea of Thieves?
No Man's Sky.
Oh, yeah, roughly.
Yeah, so like that's a game that I you know, paid full price for, pre-ordered, and have played literally 30 minutes of. At least with Sea of Thieves, I've had hours of entertainment.
That's true. We did have, like, a really good time for, like, a solid, you know, 4 to 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that I plan on, you know, going back to every so often.
Well, and there's a new patch out tomorrow.
Really?
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Hungering deep.
So, I am going to say probably my Xbox One.
Oh, yeah.
Although with Sea of Thieves, that has helped it a little bit, and mm-hmm. then everything, but it's probably the system I play the least out of all of mine.
Most definitely. I think I played Halo 5 on mine.
Wait, have you been playing Sea of Thieves on your Xbox?
Every once in a while, I did.
Like, yeah. When you're with us? Oh.
No, never with you guys.
Oh, okay. It's not crossplay?
It is.
It is, yeah. That's how Carlos plays with us.
Okay.
It was mainly for, Misty wanted to play it, and keyboard and mouse is so incredibly foreign to her, she can't wrap her head around it.
Yeah,
so
that's kind of how I am.
I also just downloaded it on the Xbox. I mean, I only had to buy it the once. It's on both, so it's on both places.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like since like most of Microsoft like first party games, they come out on PC too. So like for me, I've got a PS4. There's like no on Xbox because there's just all the games that I would want to play are on PC. Like I got Gears of War 4. Like,
I mean, yeah, I think 2-3 episodes ago we were talking about for a while how most like Microsoft exclusives are also on PC now, because I mean that's how Microsoft is designing it, but like there hasn't been a true Xbox exclusive for a while.
No.
Yep.
And I mean, when I was actually using mine, the most I've ever used my Xbox One for is to watch Netflix and YouTube, but now I just have my Apple TV plugged in up there and my Xbox is just sitting there unplugged. So
Chris, what do you got?
Wii U.
Oh yeah, you said Wii U.
Yeah.
For me, I would say the movie ticket for The Happening.
Oh fuck!
What I've regretted most.
Zach did it or you did it, Dustin?
I helped Zach move, and his payback to me for helping him move was he paid for my ticket to see The Happening. So technically, he paid twice to see a movie in which he could have just bought the DVD when it came out and lit it on fire and saved $3.
So I should never see this movie.
No, you should.
You should, because it's just so bad.
I mean, if you're watching it for free, then yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay money for it.
No.
Okay, so I went on a date to that movie. So I also paid for that movie twice.
Oh my God.
And then I also paid twice to see the movie Open Water. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. That was another... was that an M. Night Shyamalan?
I don't think so. Let me see.
That was the one with the sharks, right?
Open Water. There was like a water sharks. One from M. Night.
Lady in the Water.
That was what it was.
Open Water was about a couple, like, kind of, I think they were newlyweds, and they were on their honeymoon in, like, Mexico, and it was based off a true story, and it's them just bantering back and forth with each other for a long time, and they're kind of arguing, kind of not, and then they go out on this diving excursion, and then they accidentally get left in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
This sounds very familiar. Who stars then, in this movie?
I can't tell you.
they filmed it in a pool.
And it's literally like after it's 30 minutes, roughly 35 minutes for them to like get left behind. And then it's about an hour and a half of them just treading water and like, oh no, there's sharks. But you never see any of them
and then they both die. Spoilers.
Just wasn't in.
They give up and drown. That's it.
Just wasn't in the budget. Can't get sharks.
All right, we're done with this. Just give up and die.
We need you to do the version of somebody else is on the other line on the phone, but with sharks.
I mean, the thing is, though, is that based on the budget, that film was a huge success. It had a budget of $120,000. It made $54
million. Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Guys, we need to make this movie.
Question number 10. If you could change...
Are we on 10 already?
Yeah, sure, why not? Sure.
I like it.
If you could change the ending of a movie to include a major plot twist, what movie would you choose and what would the twist be?
Oh, I already have. I have my answer.
Fire away, Dustin.
I'm just going to throw out there. This is probably. I don't know how recent we're going, but just spoilers for whatever happens in general here.
Yeah, well, I guess if it's a recent movie, just give a spoiler warning.
All right, mine is The Village by M. Night Shyamalan, okay. And the twist is they're actually being hunted by real monsters, and it's not just all fake inside of a complex set in present day.
What's up with all these M. Night Shyamalan shoutouts?
Am I the only one that saw this movie?
I never saw the movie.
You're the only one.
Essentially.
I know the twist, yeah.
Yeah, essentially it feels like it was set back in like the 1600s, 1700s. And the twist is that they're not being hunted by a monster. It's people pretending to be a monster to keep them in this complex when it pans out and it's like set in modern day and there's real cars driving around. It's just they're inside these walls. Like the beginning of that movie is actually pretty good until you find the twist and then it's just stupid.
It sounds like an M. Night Shyamalan
It seems movie. Like it yep. would be a good twist, but everyone I've ever heard talk about it is like just has such disappointment in their voice. Like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. It just must not have been executed.
It was executed very poorly.
Yeah. Very poorly. So, yeah, so my twist would be don't do the M. Night Shyamalan twist in that movie, and I think it would be good.
That was one of my major disappointments with The Happening, was that there was no twist. And, like, I had avoided reviews and whatnot.
No.
And then...
What? No.
I'm sorry.
I see you eyeing my lemon drink. they run from wind.
Mine would be at the end of Matrix Revolutions, when he, frees everything, he just wakes up as Neo or Mr. Anderson in a new world. Like, he was already in a different computer simulation that he just rescued himself from.
I thought you were going to say he just wakes up at his desk, at his job from the first movie, and you're like, oh, damn. Then he tells
a computer simulation within a computer simulation. Yeah.
Tells him to chase the white rabbit, and you're like, oh, my God, this is just... full circle. That'd be a good twist.
Mine might be a little cheaty, but I'm going to say Han Solo dies in Return of the Jedi.
Oh.
Ooh.
I kind of like that.
I do too.
How does he die?
That's what originally was supposed to happen. He was supposed to... What was it? I don't know who... I think he just gets shot and then, like, does the hero bleed out death.
Was it supposed to be at the end of the movie, or was it like in Jabba's palace or whatever?
It was supposed to be towards the end of the movie. Yeah.
Harrison Ford wanted that to happen, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they were like, "Nah, we're not gonna kill you off." And he talked about it for decades.
It's for the kids, so.
Yeah. Gotta sell that merch.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with Han Solo dies in Return of the Jedi and completely changes the future of what we know Star Wars as.
I like that, though.
I like it, too. I would change Die Hard, end of Die Hard. And, how he says, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. I would change that to be yogurt parfait, motherfucker. And then it turns out Hans Gruber was lactose intolerant the whole time, and that's how he defeats him. It's just throwing him yogurt parfait.
Hello, Mr. Cowboy Man. Take that yogurt away from me. I do not wish that to be.
The other one I had was On the Waterfront. And he's like, I could have been a contender. Okay. But instead he says I could have been a bartender, thus creating the cocktail cinematic universe starring Tom Cruise, wherein Tom Cruise is his grandson. And Tom Cruise actually wanted to be a fighter.
You made that go in a much better direction than I had in mind, but I was going to say, thus starting the Cheers universe. Yours was better.
I would watch both, though.
Cocktail Cinematic Universe. Free idea, Hollywood. Call me up.
It's right here. Instead of the dark universe, just start the Cocktail Universe. Both have Tom Cruise. You can link it real easy.
Yeah, there you go. Would you rather be able to fast travel in real life or have item inventory such that, like a video game, in real life?
I mean, fast travel.
Fast travel, right?
So fast travel, there's some stipulations. Like the same amount of, like,
now
if you're...
Now there's stipulations.
If, like, so let's say you're fast traveling from here to the other side of the globe, like India, whatever. The same amount of time passes if you were a fast travel. So, like, you know, it'd be like a 12-hour flight. If you fast travel, 12 hours is still going to go.
I fast travel still. That's fine.
Yeah.
You save money on airfare, travel expenses.
You can't fast travel when enemies are nearby.
What's an enemy?
Some sort of danger have you.
Also, would I have to have been to that location before?
Yes, you certainly would have.
Oh,
that changes things.
Mm-hmm. That's how fast travel works, boys.
It's like a real video game. Mm-hmm. Also, can the chimpanzee fast travel with you?
Yes.
Well, clearly, yes.
It has to.
I'm still going with fast travel, though.
I mean, like, think about the item inventory, like with Fallout, where you can just carry so much stuff you normally wouldn't be able to.
How do you know? You never played the game.
I played it enough. I said like 20 minutes.
I have
and
one
then I became encumbered
question,
and I never played it again.
Exactly. That's my one important question, though. How much until you're over encumbered?
I'm going to say...
Because that's vital.
I'm going to say 10 times what's, your body weight.
I'm going to say, what's your strength modifier? That'll determine
how
much you
can carry. Holy shit. I'm going to do a bunch of push-ups. I might do the inventory thing.
Well, you do help move people a lot.
Yeah, no shit.
That's
very courageous.
Fast travel me right the fuck out of there. No, I'd do the inventory. I think it'd be cool to just have a lot of shit on you. Like, you know, go over to somebody's house for like a one of those, just like a LAN party, bring my computer over or something.
Depending how much shit you do have on you, you could break Chris's world record.
That's true.
Got you.
What?
The longest poop.
Yeah.
What if
like
you
Mary Poppins purse?
What if you started to poop and then you fast traveled? Does the the poop
keep
come
going
with
no,
you?
Keep going.
No.
These are the questions we need to know. Because if it's the world's longest poop, is it now officially the world's longest poop? As Adam's hinting at, from here to India, the world's longest poop.
So Dustin's going with item management. If you two are going fast travel.
Yep.
All right, fair enough. I would probably do fast travel just because, like, it'd be nice to travel back here in Chicago and to Rockford quickly.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
Same amount of time. You just don't have to sit in the fucking
car
for that long.
I just, like, blank
traffic,
black out for a little bit, and all of a sudden I'm back.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because it's the same time, but you don't. Are you conscious during
no,
that time?
No, you're not. It's
or?
Just you're out,
see?
And then it's... You wake up.
Well, shit. Hold on. I hate people and I hate traffic. I'm switching to fast travel.
Exactly. So,
I'll just wear cargo pants.
That's my secret. I always wear cargo pants.
I'm always over encumbered. Fast travel.
Would you rather be the smartest person in the world or the dumbest person in the world, but in both situations, you are still as smart as you are now?
Ignorance is bliss.
What? Yeah, that's where I was going.
Definitely, I wish... If regardless, I'm just as smart as I am now, I hope that I am the dumbest person in the world. Otherwise, we're all fucked.
Yeah, for the sake of humanity, yeah.
I'll take one for the team.
Dumbest.
Yeah.
I want another, like, idiocracy over here.
Yeah, we need the world to progress forward, not...
Electrolytes!
I was thinking the same thing, just because, like, yeah, if everyone was stupider than me, then, like, we'd all be screwed. We wouldn't be able to evolve at all. But if everyone's, like, smarter than me, then, like, everyone's, I'd be taken advantage of. Just be,
you might not know that.
That's true. That is true.
Fake.
Yeah, because you're dumb as shit.
You fake it till you make it. Then somebody invents something that just makes you smarter.
And then it's limitless.
Yep.
All right. Yes. I like that logic.
The snake's eating its own tail at that point.
Let's go with
circular
that.
Circular economy.
Question number 11.
I think this is probably the last question. This is 12.
Question 12. Well, wait a minute. Awesome. If this is the last question, hang on. I gotta, man, dude, I've got probably a dozen more. I gotta just check over my list. Just
take your doozy.
Just hang on one second.
Say, and you can also just save the other ones for the next however many months and just send those in as tweet corners.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, tweet corners do it again.
I don't know. I think that falls under fair use, right?
Maybe, I don't know. I would like for you gentlemen to describe in one sentence, like you to sum up the internet, or you can explain the internet to a caveman. One of those two.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
I would put my hand over the world and do like everything, and then I'd hold up my smartphone and point to it.
Oh, you're explaining it to the caveman.
I would draw a picture of Al Gore. And
continue. Go on.
Write down his email address.
Okay.
Al Gore writing a cat. Al Gore, no, sorry. Al Gore writing Nyan Cat.
I like it.
It's a video. And Chocolate Rain's playing in the background.
I would tell my chimpanzee companion to murder the caveman as I ran away.
I would just show him the website that Jeff made up.
Say, click on the hamsters.
Well, that's the last question, guys. Thank you so much for playing the hashtag the question.
Jeff, thank you.
Thank you for
this is good.
Being a part of this. This is a good episode to have for Dustin's marriage.
To
marriage.
Oh, holy shit. Marriage.
I don't want to get married.
Think about it. The next time we record, you're going to be Mr. Dustin Moeller.
Mr. Dustin. Yeah.
Oh, joy. I'm going to change my name and everything.
Let's see. What do we do from here? I don't know. I forgot how to outro. Guys, I forgot how to outro.
Oh, we just did the longest tweet corner of our
lives. I'm going to say, do we have tweet corners?
No.
Well.
But we should. I mean, honestly, we should have some from here on out, right?
Yes, if you, as a reminder, you can, if you ask us a question at CGY Podcast on Twitter and use the hashtag Tweet Corner, you can enter yourself for a chance to win Detroit Become Human. Or if you're an Xbox or PC user, maybe we can work something else out. We'll see. But that's currently what is being offered. So once again, use the hashtag Tweet Corner and tweet us a question at CGY Podcast. This has been episode 26. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been
Chris. And my axe!
And Jeffrey's axe. And then we're going to do one more thing here, and it's the shower thought. Almost forgot the shower thought, guys. That would have been catastrophic. sorry. I'm all sorts of thrown off right now. So this week's shower thought comes from user Umbrosno. Water is a beverage whose flavor is its temperature. Ew. And that's wow. Episode 26. Remember, tweet at CGY Podcast with your video game questions or whatever questions using the hashtag tweet corner, and you are entered in the contest, which will be decided by the time. Let's see. This episode is coming out on the 5th, which means that the 19th will have a winner. 19th of June. So get in those questions. Yes. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh,